It's a freedom machine like no other. Starting, growing, and cashing out of your own business.
Then all hell breaks loose.
Burned out, carrying all the weight on your shoulders, fighting fire after fire, never getting a break.
But that was so yesterday.
It's time for your business breakthrough. Break out of the bottleneck. Break through to new levels of success. Break into a life you love. Now from Park Avenue in New York City, here's attorney, strategist, and SBA small business champion, Nina Kaufman. This is the Business Breakthrough Podcast.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to Business Breakthrough, where we want you to break through being the bottleneck in your business so you can create a company that functions without you. I'm your host, Nina Kaufman, coming to you from the heart of New York City, and I'm glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. What would it be like if you could take 30 days away from your business? Could you do it? Could you do it in the condition your business is in now? And if you held up the mirror and answer the question honestly, could you take 30 days away from your business? I mean, frankly, I know I couldn't at this point, but I'm on the road, and that's part of my goal, to be able to take 30 days away, to go on a vacation, and frankly, to not be checking emails every day. Because how much of a vacation is it? If it's still renting space in your head, got to check in, what if there's an emergency? You're not really there for the vacation, are you? And there's something about being untethered to the technology that's very, very freeing and really restorative. You kind of need it when you're taking a break. So let's say you did take that time away. And let's say you didn't feel that you needed to check in. What kind of condition would your business be in when you got back? Would your customers still be there? Would your staff still be serving them? Would papers be filed properly or things be in the right digital files on the computer? What would it look like? Would your business still be functioning or would it look like a total rat's nest? Could you leave it alone for 30 days or would you feel the need to jump in and quite frankly be micromanaging all the time? Well, that's one of the things we're going to talk about with our guest today, the whole system of systems, how you start to develop those so that you can develop your team. But before we do that, if you could just do me a quick favor, jump over to iTunes. And if you've been enjoying Business Breakthrough, do us a favor and rate the podcast for us, because that would be great. What we're trying to do is get the show in front of more great people like you. And when you rate it, that helps it get seen by more people. So if you would, go over to businessexponential.com/iTunes. Rate and review. And now for our guest today, Mike Vini has become a very dear friend. And one of the stories I like to tell is that we first met years and years ago at a networking event. And as a studio drummer, he walked in. He's wearing a t-shirt. He's wearing jeans. And I'm there in my starched suit and my hair pulled back so hard. My hair is clenched and my makeup and I'm all corporate. And I looked around the room and I thought, of all people I've got nothing in common with, it's Mike Vini. And don't you know, let's fast forward. And of all the people in that room, the only one I'm still in touch with is Mike Vini. He's been an amazing mentor and colleague and mastermind peer walking alongside me. And where I'm so excited for him is he has really, if you will, opened the kimono and shared what it's like to start delving into writing down your business systems and the kind of freedom that it can give us as business owners. And that's why I'm delighted to have him here today on Business Breakthrough. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today.
Nina, thank you for having me, and hello to your listeners.
Oh, so glad to have you. So what I wanted to do, because you've done something that not many business owners have, which is really start to delve into writing down those systems, creating an operations manual. So if you would start us first with just telling us a little bit about your business, just so we can get a baseline and a context for who you are, what you do, and how you got started. So start with that.
Sure. Well, my name is Mike Vini, and I am self-employed. I work for me, and I do two main things right now. I am a speaker, and I also do corporate drumming, which is interactive drumming in corporate America, which is exactly what you think it is. Executives and staff get to play drums with me as part of team building. And my work involves a lot of travel, a lot of marketing, a lot of logistics. And the thought of freedom from my business is something I think about a lot because, like all of us, I get very overwhelmed with stuff. And so I really decided to make it a real focus for my business to learn to work on it so eventually I could get it to a point where I wasn't attached to it 24/7.
Okay. So give us a picture. What you'd mentioned, freedom and not being in it 24/7. What does that look like for you?
Well, for me, when I started to think about the freedom behind my business, a lot of times people think freedom means you don't have to do anything. You don't have to show up and your business just works on its own. And for many people, that is freedom. But for me, it was a mental freedom, because even if my business were working on its own, there were still things in my head that were going on about the business that weren't going away. And I think for me, it was a real struggle, because when you have the mental real estate of your brain being taken up by things you need to do, things you need to work on, things you need to follow up with people on, it really makes it hard to focus on the important things in life. And years ago, when I started out, I had many mentors, and one mentor was a very, very wealthy CEO who said to me, when I was 21 years old, he said, "Mike, if you want to really find success, you're going to have to take what you do and write it down." And to be honest with you, Nina, I thought it was like really cheesy advice and kind of boring sounding, right? Write my thing down. Like, who cares about writing it down? And I thought about it for years, but never really understood what he meant until I started to become extremely overwhelmed with all the different aspects of running my business. For instance, sales, staying on top of the different leads that come in, the sales script that I was supposed to have, learning how to have systems for overcoming objections in sales. And so I really decided that I had enough. And that's what many people get to that point, right, where they've just had enough. Sure. And I didn't want to be stressed out all the time, and I didn't want to be overwhelmed. I wanted to be able to enjoy my weekends, enjoy my evenings, and not have to worry about so much.
Before you go on, what I want to do is sort of sure. take you back to that, you know, because you glossed over it very elegantly, that, oh, you know, I'd had enough. So
okay.
Tell me, how long ago was that? What was that tipping point for you? Was there a specific event that happened? Was it, I don't know, a health challenge that you might have been facing as a result of all of this other stress? What was it that really made you take that seed that had been planted years ago and suddenly realize, wow, there's wisdom there?
I think it was the emotional pain that came with cash flow challenges. And for many people who are listening to this, there are lots of struggles with cash flow, and it's like a roller coaster. And we live in a world that doesn't work well with people who have cash flow challenges. You know, bills come every month, and you have to pay your bills and pay your rent, pay your mortgage and stuff like that. And it was becoming so stressful to me. And I really wanted to keep pursuing my dream and doing my thing, but the stress of cash flow was just becoming way too painful. Mm-hmm. And I realized that if I were to, you know, if I needed to fix this problem, I needed to do something different, and I needed to learn to think differently. And I'm a big believer in that when there's a problem and you need to fix it, it's not about just coming up with a physical solution, but more importantly, a mental paradigm shift.
So the problem, if I'm hearing you correctly, the problem was the cash flow challenges. So part of your wanting to fix it involved what, just being more consistent in your sales, but also getting the mental piece involved, saying, yes, I'm seeing more sales come in?
Yeah, I mean, part of the thing that I started to see was, okay, cash flow challenges are happening. And one of the reasons cash flow challenges were happening, let's just say summertime was always a tough time cash flow-wise for me. And one of the reasons is because I was so busy in the spring that I didn't have enough time to even remember to do marketing and lead generation for summer. And so nowadays, we're still in the springtime now, actually, as we're recording this, I have had marketing going on that I've never had before, because I have new checklists and automation processes in place that have really helped me generate more leads for work this summer. And that is a very, very new thing that I had to really learn to develop. The other thing is PR. A lot of times people sometimes wake up with their business and say, well, we need more media exposure. And I, like many businesses, needed more media exposure. So I had to learn to do certain things each day. I have a little checklist that I have for PR stuff that I have to do each day. It started out taking a few hours, and now it just takes a few minutes. And this way, I'm constantly staying on top of opportunities to get exposure in the media.
Great. So from that place of cash flow challenge, he says euphemistically, what were some of the first things that you started to do or started to write down? I mean, how did you embark on this project?
Well, one of the ways that I learned, I actually read a wonderful book that I know has been mentioned on this podcast, The E-Myth, Revisited by Michael Gerber.
Oh,
and
great.
That's a great book, one of the best-selling small business books of all time. And it really talks about systems. But one of the things that I really liked about the E-Myth processes is that it starts you at a place of frustration. So I didn't just start making a list of things I needed to do in my business. I made a list of the things that were frustrating me. One of the things that was frustrating me was that when I was on the phone with a potential client and trying to close the sale, sometimes I did not have the right things to say when they came back to me with, your price is too high. I didn't have the right things, the right tools for that. Okay. So I needed to learn some systems for that. Yes, yeah, so to answer your question, it really started with me taking like the things that frustrate me and just writing out a list on a yellow legal pad.
Right. So you've got the list of, wow, I don't know how to overcome certain objections, or there are certain things in the pipeline that need to keep going and I can't do it when I'm actually doing the work. What were some of the other things that were on your list that you remember?
Also, one of the things that I learned is that, you know, when I work with a client, because again, for people who do service work with clients, it's really important to get referrals. And a lot of times I wasn't even asking for referrals because it was something I forgot to do because I was so busy going to the next client from one to the next. So I realized that I didn't have a system for learning to ask for referrals, or even I didn't even know how to ask for them. And so I had to really put that down on paper and just get very honest with myself, very brutally honest, and realize that a lot of the things that I thought were together were actually missing from my business. And so it was pretty painful. The other thing is accounting, money for me. A lot of times I would be stressed about cash flow. Well, guess what? My accounting system was whenever I felt like it. And so I realized that something needed to change if I were to grow this business.
Terrific. So as you started to make this list of the things that frustrated you, the things that were missing in the business, were there any particular tools or forms or resources that helped you get it done?
Well, the biggest resource of all was Google Docs, a free service from Google where you can, you know, create word processing documents and spreadsheets. And I started by creating a folder in there called systems, and I simply started to write out each system that I needed in a step-by-step process. But here's the key, you know, I wrote it not as though I was talking to myself, but as if I were teaching someone else how to do my business.
Mm.
And it really forced me to get out of my head and realize also how many details were missing in certain processes that I had. And so that was the big tool that I started using, learning how to list things. And what was really interesting is after I did that, I would take the process and put it into a checklist, because I use checklist software. The one that I use is called Nosby. So this thing that used to be in my head with how to do accounting or sales, all it is now is a simple checklist that repeats every day or every other day or every week, whatever I need from it.
Right. And tell me the software again. Spell it.
Oh, it's called Nosby, Nozbe. And it's one of many different types of softwares. There's one also called Wanderlist. And I think there are also apps, too, that you can use on your phone. So I can pull up my checklist with me wherever I go.
Wow, terrific. So as you're writing this for someone else, how do you know whether you're accurately communicating, you know, really downloading all of what needs to be downloaded from your mind in terms of that knowledge transfer, and that someone else will get it? I mean, how are you testing the system that you wrote down to make sure you really did get all the steps?
Well, you know, as I was doing it, it was very overwhelming. And actually, as I'm thinking through this and talking about it with you and your listeners who are listening, it was very overwhelming. And it feels overwhelming to even talk about. But the reality is, it wasn't about getting it perfect. It was just about getting something down. Because the cool thing about a system for a business, it's a living document. McDonald's revamped its system recently, and I think they're serving breakfast now all day. And that was clearly a change that they had to edit to all their operations manuals for every different franchise they have out there. So, you know, when you're writing a system, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to start somewhere. It can even start on a napkin, to be very honest with you, you know, and that's a perfect way. But just writing it down somewhere was the key. But what I found is once I wrote it down and started doing the system directly from the sheet, again, sales, I followed my process by looking at a sheet. I started to notice certain holes in the system, things that were missing, things that weren't right. And I was able to edit it right then and there and say, okay, this is going to be fixed now. Cool thing that happened actually the other day, my assistant emails me and gave me a nice little reminder email that I haven't sent her the budget yet for next month.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I have not done that. And you know what? That is something that I wrote out for her to do. That's an automated task on her to-do list to know to do on the 25th of each month, put the budget in for the following month. And so that was a reminder. I totally had forgotten about it, but because it was written down as a process, put into a checklist, she got back to me and reminded me. And I will definitely get back to her today. I told her that.
Right. I promise, as soon as I'm done with the podcast. So that's great. And as you are working with these various systems, how do you make sure that you're constantly iterating, that you're always updating? Is it just that it happens naturally as you pull out the sheet and you start working with it, that just becomes part of the process, that you realize, oh, wow, there's a glitch here? Or do you have a reminder on your checklist? Have a look at systems.
I put time in my calendar each week to look at systems, and I call it my time to work on my business. And maybe I should change it because of our episode today and call it freedom time. Trying to work on freedom. You like that?
That's a nice mind shift. How about that? And it's not
warm. Yeah, 2-hour block. Yeah, just even for an hour a week, you know, and any of you listening can do it. Just put in some time each week to work on your business, not just in it. And so what I also do, Nina, is whenever I'm frustrated with something, I actually put that on a list that I'm frustrated with XYZ. So the other day I realized that my business has two types of contracts, one where we include everything in one price and the other where we put things out in different line items in the contract. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have two separate contracts. I would have to be editing for 15 minutes, taking out stuff of one contract. And I said, well, Mike, what's the issue here? We don't have this into an automated process. So I spent a few hours getting the separate contract created, and now we have two contracts. And my assistant knows when I need an all-inclusive contract, here's a link to the template. When I need the other kind of contract, here's a link to the template. I'm never going to have to do 15, 20 minutes of editing ever again.
Mm, wow. And have you documented all of the systems in your business, or is that still a work in progress?
It's still a work in progress, and it's kind of great that I'm talking to you now as I'm not fully done yet, because I think I've documented all of my financial systems and all of my sales systems. I've almost done my marketing systems, but the amount of mental freedom that I've had lately has been amazing. My business has been significantly more productive. It's almost like hours have been added to the day. Let me say that again so everyone can hear me. It's like the day has gotten extra hours, and the reality is I'm not thinking about things I shouldn't be thinking about as much. One thing that I know I shared with you the last time we saw each other is I needed to hire a new assistant, and it came at a time when it was really, really busy, and I wasn't sure what needed to be done. And I took some time to listen to some books on hiring and outsourcing. And what I did is I spent quite a few hours, I think it was about 20 hours in 1 week, I did document this, of time I didn't have to write a system for posting an ad, for asking the proper interview questions, and even getting the assistant on board. So this way, if my current assistant doesn't work out, it's really going to be a quick checklist I pull out to hire the next one. I'm not going to have to think much about it. And that's freedom.
Yes. Yes, that it is. And also, as you say, it may be painful that first time, But the next time it just gets easier and easier. So even if you keep that assistant, you may hire another assistant.
Exactly. Yeah.
Great. So what are some of the other benefits you've gotten? It, you know, it's interesting when you talk about the mental space. Can you dig into that a little bit more? What is it when you say you're focused on the things you need to be focused on? What does that look like on a day-to-day basis in your business?
Well, it's really cool. When I am at home, because a lot of times I'm traveling, when I used to wake up and start my work day, I would typically just go on, check my email, go on Facebook and deal with things that had urgent deadlines coming at me and like to think I was productive and research how I can find more business and make more money. But nowadays when I wake up, I hate to say it, it's kind of boring. I wake up in the morning, do my morning routine. And the other thing is I have a policy for myself, which I don't know if I told you this, but I have to show up for work at 9 a.m. every day. Because in my vision, the people who work for my company, which is me, have to start on time because that shows respect for the company and respect for the clients. And so it's an important policy that I have with myself that even though I'm working from home, I show up to my desk ready to work at 9 o'clock. I can bring my coffee. That's fine. When I start work, I open a bunch of checklists and I have a process that I go through each day where I take care of certain things for public relations, as I said before. I take care of certain things for blogging and social media. I do certain accounting tasks. And all you just see me do throughout the day is check, 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 check. That's it. And by the time the day is done, I've gotten so much done, and I can let my mind focus on big ideas, new opportunities, cool conversations, going on a podcast with you, you know, whatever I want to focus on, because the other stuff is just done.
That is nice. And you mentioned that you might have a special gift for our listeners that we can post on the Business Exponential site.
Yeah, I was going to share with you one of my systems. I was going to give you a sample of how I wrote the system down. And this way you can see the process that I used to put it together for myself, just one of the systems in my business, and hopefully get some inspiration that to create a system for yourself.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And what I also wanted to ask about was how has having the systems made it easier or smoother for you to be working with an assistant?
It's made it 100% easier because we're all on the same page. A lot of times, I learned this recently actually, that sometimes those of us who listen to this podcast, which I'm one of your listeners to, an honor to be a guest, but those of us who listen, sometimes we don't realize it, but we are addicted to chaos. And even though we want freedom in our businesses, we're actually addicted to chaos. And as I have started this process of cleaning the attic, so to speak, and I realize that about business, that I think business sometimes, we think business is about building something, which yes, it is. But I also think business is also about purging. And we forget that sometimes, that part of the building is actually purging stuff out of an attic in a way. And so as I've done some more of that and gotten the systems, it's made it much easier to work with my assistant, my videographer, everyone on my team. It's just much, much easier. And I think I've also been a lot calmer, which has probably made it easier on the people that work with me. So I think that's another reason, that the less stressed you are, the less stressed you are going to come off to the people that are in your life.
Right. And as you say, to circle back to where we started, you're not panicking with this mental, you know, using your mind as the checklist for saying, oh my God, what am I supposed to be doing next? It's right in front of you. And if it's not there, it's not for you to be doing.
Absolutely. Even each day, and I'm going to give another example of one of my favorite systems. You will appreciate this one because we both speak, you and me. And I am a big believer in practicing speaking, because if you're doing it professionally and getting paid, you should be practicing it. So I have a little item on one of my checklists that says, read a book out loud for 20 minutes. That's it. I read a book out loud for 20 minutes each day. If I'm at home, I read to my fish. If I'm in a hotel, I read to the pillows. But it doesn't matter. I'm doing it. And the thing is, it's something so simple that if I'm, you know, running around and thinking about a million things, I'd forget about doing something like that. So having it written down to do allows me to make sure I do it. And it's actually made me a much better speaker.
That is wonderful. And it sounds, as you say, like you're using your brain power for bigger things instead of trying to remember the little details of, did I post something to Facebook or Twitter in order to engage my audience.
Absolutely. And can I say one other thing about brain power?
Absolutely.
This is a very important thing. When I have my brain power focused on the important things, which I think are building relationships, sales, and opportunities, you know, I'm not coming off as desperate to people. And a lot of times, business owners don't realize that when, you know, we're all looking to build our businesses, right? We're all looking to make more money. And that's a wonderful thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But when that is dominating your thinking because of cash flow issues or whatever, and you're trying to build relationships, that energy comes off to other people. And wow. I've actually found that the more systemized I get, the more I organize myself, I'm not in that desperate place. And for some strange reason, sales have been up with me.
Wow. How about that?
How about it?
That's a great connection. Well, Mike, you've shared with us some really valuable tools. Just as you say, first of all, it's not about getting it perfect. Just get started with something and recognizing, yeah, those first few times that you're putting down the system, it may be more painful, but ultimately it's going to save you huge amounts of time, whether you're doing the task or, and also it's going to enable you to delegate it better to other people as well. So for those business owners who say, yeah, I get the operations manual thing, but you know what? I'm already working 60 to 80 hours a week. I don't have time. What would be your words of wisdom to them?
I understand your perspective. I have been there, but it's a myth that you're telling yourself. It really, really is. Yeah, it's a myth that we as a society tell ourselves that, you know, it's like what's one thing you could wish for, you know, an extra, you know, 6 hours in the day or whatever. So I would tell this to all the entrepreneurs out there that are listening, is to make the time for it. If you really want the freedom, you have to invest the time. Even if you simply start with 15 minutes a week, it will go a long way. But the key is to be consistent with it, not just try to block out a whole day to find freedom in your business. That's not going to work. It's got to be consistent over time.
That's great. And Mike, as you say, it's not only the freedom of having the consistency in your business, but it's also the mental freedom of not having to use your brain as the constant checklist.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, Mike, a lot of great and wonderful things. And thank you so much for your generous gift of a sample system. And we'll look forward to posting that on our website at businessexponential.com. And thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for listening. Remember, go over to businessexponential.com right now and download our 10 steps to a $1 million business. We lay it out for you step by step. The 10 building blocks that'll have you building and growing your business so it's not so dependent on you. Won't that be a relief? Of course it will. So do it right this minute so you don't forget. You'll see it there on top of the homepage. Go to businessexponential.com.